Kelly Blyer in Central Oregon News. Kelly?
Thanks so much, Dennis. If you're seeing smoke in the direction of Sisters, it's from a 40-acre fire that started around 1:45 today in the Wycus Creek area. Valerie Reed is with the Central Oregon Dispatch.
We have quite a few engines. We have an air attack. The air tankers are dropping. And some helicopters are doing some bucket drops there.
Reed says the weather is cooperating and it is not spreading too quickly. She says they don't know how it started, but investigators are on the scene now. The fire is burning west of Crooked River Ranch between Sisters and Lake Billy Chinook in dense brush. The Dow closes down almost 392 points, or about 3.5%, capping off several days of wild swings. What does this mean to the average person? Money analyst Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says the market swings are a result of small investors who are nervous about the world situation and problems in Washington.
Fear and greed are the same coin, just two different sides. And fear is a very powerful emotion. And especially small individual investors will run with the herd. And that made sense when you're trying to get away from saber-toothed tigers, but it doesn't when you're trying to run away from the market. And most people who sold into today will probably rue to regret that decision.
Reinhart says history does repeat itself, and in the long run, if you can just hang on to your investments, the market will eventually right itself. He says seniors are probably the most fearful because they are going to need that cash to live on, but if they can keep the investments intact, they will come out all right after time. Oregon State Treasurer Ted Wheeler was met with skepticism when he outlined a new vision for investing in Oregon economic opportunities. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Ted Wheeler is proposing the Oregon Growth Mutual Fund to raise money for new business investments.
The intention is to create a tax-advantaged fund.
But State Senator Jason Atkinson says previous programs to help raise venture capital dollars have been unsuccessful.
I'm beyond frustrated as a professional trying to raise money.
Wheeler is working with business leaders to draft a proposal for the 2012 legislature that would be finalized the following year. The goal is to make it easier for businesses to raise venture capital and spur job growth. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
An arrest has been made in the home invasion robbery south of Sun River earlier this week. Officers arrested 26-year-old Troy Dahl for the home invasion as well as for the robbery of a Sun River convenience store early Monday morning. Sergeant Brian Husband with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says evidence at both crime scenes led them to Dahl, who lives near the house where the home invasion occurred.
The evidence that we've collected to date from the crime scenes and also Mr. Dahl's residence is leading us to believe that he was the sole subject directly involved with both those crimes. He is now in custody. So the threat to the community is definitely taken care of.
Dahl was arrested Wednesday afternoon during a traffic stop in Jefferson County near Warm Springs. He faces robbery and burglary charges in connection with the Summit Express market robbery and the home invasion south of Sun River. Some of the people most affected by poverty are children, and the latest state numbers bear that out. Results from the American Community Survey, which is the successor to the long census form, paints a picture of a lot of families with children struggling in the state. In Oregon last year, 18.2% of families with children under the age of 18 had incomes below the poverty line. Jessica Muscovich with Children First for Oregon looks at some of the local numbers.
In Deschutes County, the poverty rate for families with children below 18 is 19.5%.
Nationally, the poverty rate is 1 in 6, reaching a 27-year high. That's about 46 million people living in poverty. The numbers of homeless and low-income people in the Tri-County area are rapidly growing, and that's why officials with Project Connect this Saturday are expecting record crowds. Spokesperson Marty Betch says they have hundreds of volunteers offering free services for just about everything imaginable.
It's in Hooker Creek Arena, and half of that is medical. So on the medical component, as you go around the room, you got alternative care, you got chiropractic, you got acupuncture, you have dental. We have the three dental vans from there. For all those places that people can sign up for services for, we go to the urgent care. We have pediatric services. We have immunizations. Come down and get your flu shot for free. We have other immunizations they can get. And then we also have pharmaceutical services that are free.
Betch says one thing they want to emphasize is the transportation options available to get people to this event. There will be buses coming in from all three counties. Contact Partnership to End Poverty to find out more information and times. We have a link to the website on the KBND webpage. And coming up at 5:30, a local effort to put the issue of legalizing marijuana in Bend on the ballot. Details in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.